Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The first baseman, Kirby Farrell. Batting third. The center fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Guy Curtwright. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Roy Schalk. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Thornton Lee. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Thornton Lee. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bobby Wilkins. Batting second. The left fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting fifth. The catcher, Greek George. Batting sixth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Irv Hall. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Joe Burns. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobo Newsom. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bobo Newsom. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses takes first base on ball four. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rosenthal, who is chasing the ball. Hockett reaches third base with a triple. Farrell goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilkins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello hits a line drive into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Wilkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a line drive into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk takes first base on ball 4. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels bunts towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Michaels for the out. Schalk moves to second. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Schalk trying to get to home. Rosenthal throws the ball into George, who tags Schalk, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Two outs. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee takes first base on ball 4. Tresh moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tresh scores. Lee moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greek George is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. George strikes out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Hockett is called out on strikes. One out. Guy Cartwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cartwright is 0-for-1 in the game. Cartwright hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0-for-1 in the game. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom bunts towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. Burns moves to second. One out. Bobby Wilkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilkins is called out on strikes. Two outs. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosenthal takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 0-for-1 in the game. Estalella takes first base on ball 4. Burns moves to third. Rosenthal moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Siebert strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Schalk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-0 in the game. Michaels bunts towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Hall covering, for the out. Schalk moves to second. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilkins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Schalk moves to third. Two outs. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schalk scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Lee moves to second. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Greek George is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. George is 0 for 1 in the game. George hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell strikes out. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Hockett hits a line drive into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kurtwright hits a fly ball into left field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0 for 2 in the game. Cuccinello hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cuccinello moves to third. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Schock. The throw from George and he is out, Wilkins applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 0 in the game. Newsom strikes out. One out. Bobby Wilkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkins is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilkins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burns moves to second. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rosenthal is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Estilella hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 0 in the game. Michaels hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell juggles the ball. That's an error on Kell. Tresh moves to second. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tresh scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, White Sox. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Burns. Moses reaches second base with a double. Lee moves to third. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-3 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Hockett hits a line drive into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a fly ball into left field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greek George is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. George is 0-for-2 in the game. George hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello juggles the ball. That's an error on Cuccinello. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Schock fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kurtwright hits a fly ball into left field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cuccinello hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Estilella, who is chasing the ball. Cuccinello reaches third base with a triple. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Schock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schock for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cuccinello scores. It's 5-0, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newsom fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Burns strikes out. One out. Charlie Metro pinch hits for Bobo Newsom. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metro hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kurt Wright. Metro reaches second base with a double. Bobby Wilkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilkins hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rosenthal hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kurt Wright. Rosenthal reaches second base with a double. Metro scores. It's 5-1, White Sox. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Estilella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rosenthal scores. It's 5-2, White Sox. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a fly ball into left field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Gassaway now pitching. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 2-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Lee is called out on strikes. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-4 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gassaway fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Greek George is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. George is 0-3 in the game. George takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-3 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-3 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilkins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Kurtwright takes first base on ball 4. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 2-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilkins fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. Burns strikes out. One out. Joe Cicero pinch hits for Charlie Gassaway. Joe Cicero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cicero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Wilkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkins is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Wilkins hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.